This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says, quote, "We'll see what happens," when asked about avoiding a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The president telling reporters it's too early to say what will happen, but he's emphasizing the need for border security after saying last week he'd be proud to shut down the government to secure $5 billion for a massive border wall.
Our neighbor's house was demolished.
That's a Port Orchard, Washington woman who lived through yesterday's rare tornado in that Seattle suburb.
And there was a gas leak, so our street was evacuated.
No one was killed, but dozens of people were injured when that tornado touched down on Tuesday afternoon. The Federal Reserve policymakers will end a two-day meeting this afternoon and are expected to announce another interest rate hike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyroot Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Proof there can be bipartisan agreements in the U.S. Senate as a landmark criminal justice reform bill has cleared the upper chamber. The First Step Act passing overwhelmingly yesterday, and now House leaders say they'll be taking up the bill before this week is over. The bill expands job training and other prison programs designed to keep released inmates from returning to prison. A high-ranking member of the Catholic Church in Los Angeles is now stepping down after allegations of sexual misconduct. Pope Francis accepting the resignation of Auxiliary Bishop Alexander Salazar just this morning. Salazar is accused of some sort of bad behavior back in the 90s with a minor, though details of the encounter have not been made public. Allegations have been turned over to the district attorney, though. And we're just getting word the Pentagon is planning a rapid and full withdrawal of U.S. ground forces from Syria. We'll have more on that story as it becomes available. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the second day in a row, the launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station has been postponed. They're dealing with a faulty reading from a rocket sensor. It delayed the liftoff yesterday for that Falcon 9 that's to carry a next-generation GPS satellite into orbit as part of a national security mission for the Air Force. The common flu can be deadly to tens of thousands of Americans every year, so are we any closer to finding a cure for it? That question is looked at by USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The flu still kills around 30,000 people each year in the United States, and the disease remains largely mysterious. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, the 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, are we close to a cure for the flu?
So there are two ways that we think about curing the flu. One is to actually find a medicine that will attack the flu virus itself, much like we have antibiotics that can attack bacterial infections. And the second way is preventing the disease in the first place through vaccines. We are not yet at a, we don't yet have either of these in a perfect form. The flu vaccine in its best years is only about 50% effective. And the antiviral medicines that we do have turn out to be not terribly good either. So we still have some work to do.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and that means it's James Hurston time. Yes, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, the Merry Christmas Boy with a hot new DVD that's available for everybody right now, right?
Yes.
I said DVD, forget. I mean a CD.
No, it's CD.
Yes.
So, you know, it's Christmas songs.
Some of these initials get me excited. I'm sorry. Yes.
Those Christmas songs that have been banned mm-hmm. from our public square, from the malls and everything, the ones that talk about he whose birthday we celebrate, Christ. And so you can see it on my website, jameshurston.com. It's also available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, the usual places. There's a little link that says Christmas album. You can listen to it for free on the link on the bottom. It's up on YouTube and have fun.
Hey, in order to keep everybody happy, are you going to do a version of Baby It's Cold Inside?
Yeah, I should, really. But, yeah, what a crazy thing our political correctness has gotten to where it bans an Oscar-winning song mm-hmm. that have been performed by Rod Stewart, Ray Charles, Dolly Parton, Lady Gaga. Mm. I mean, nobody ever had a problem with it. And the same stations that ban it will play hip hop music with it.
Yeah, how does that work?
Women.
How does that work? And that's not even close. I mean, come on, we're talking. When was the song originally recorded? Back in the 40s?
Yeah, in the 40s. It was originally from a movie called Neptune's Daughter. It was sung by Ricardo Montalban mm-hmm. along with Esther Williams. If you take the lyrics out of content, you see a woman saying, hey, I want to go, and the man yeah. urging her to stay. But if you watch a performance, it happens to be, it's like a musical. The woman is singing.
Yes.
She's singing, folks. She's not under duress.
Right.
So there's nothing. It's flirtation and courtship and a beautiful song, and please don't ban it.
Yes, this was way before rap music, and then now by comparison, I mean, it's just like, and meanwhile, rap music just keeps rolling along, getting millions and millions of eyes tuned into it, which is most incredible, right?
Rap music or any of the pop music that is, you know, put out by particularly young female singers have all kinds of explicit sexual content that is offensive to lots of people.
No double entendre, no suggestion, just flat out, here it is, right in your face.
That's right.
No, go figure.
So, I mean, I love that music from the 40s. And we start banning songs. I mean, stand in line. There are so many songs that we could come up with to ban. These people have to get a hobby or a new life or something. We're complaining about that one.
We haven't had this much fun since Spiro Agnew, remember? Agnew wanted to ban everything, you know, so. He's probably rolling in his grave going, I knew I was born a little bit too early. If I had just, wouldn't have been there perfect, you know, so.
And Tipper Gore.
Yes, exactly. On top of that. Well, speaking of banning things, tell me this thing's going to be over. I mean, come on. $25 million plus Mueller. I mean, Mueller is supposed to find out about, was there any collusion? You know, how involved were the Russians in the 2016 campaign, number one? Number two, was Trump involved in any way whatsoever? I mean, $25 million, I think there's some kids in high school that probably could figure this out for a lot less and will have a better answer than what they're going to come up with.
Well, Mueller's in trouble with Judge Emmett Sullivan, who's presiding over the Michael Flynn case, who's been ordering him to produce these missing documents. And there's an article in today's Daily Caller that Sidney Powell wrote. She's the one who wrote License to Lie, that explained how some of the people on Mueller's team were unscrupulous. And she is alleging that Mueller has destroyed evidence and that Mueller is obstructing justice, that Mueller himself is committing crimes far worse than the ones he's accused others of committing.
Yeah, I mean, what did he do? He wiped out text messages from Strzok and Lisa Page. I mean, what is all that about?
Yeah, I mean, according to Sidney Powell, that is he's wiped out the text messages. A phone was produced to the Inspector General's office pursuant to their request. The phone was wiped.
Yeah.
And untold thousands of text messages were wiped out. So probably worse than the horrible ones we've seen. In addition, their FBI protocol requires a 302 form, which is really a memo of an interview.
Right.
And in Flynn's case, after Peter Strzok and another FBI agent interviewed General Flynn, it took 7 months for the 302 to be drafted. The one that was produced in the court was dated 7 months later. There's no way that can be contemporaneous. And Sidney Powell believes, as do many, that there was a 302 form created and hidden and maybe destroyed.
Well, and it seems to follow because that's standard operating procedure, James. You wouldn't do that. Yeah, you know, and what they've done time and again on this deal. I mean, this whole thing is so compromised, and to think that we're paying for this mess, and I don't even know how Democrats can, with a straight face. I mean, no matter how much you hate Trump and how much you don't want him to be president, I mean, this is such a ruse, and it's ridiculous anymore.
Well, the Democrats are no longer talking about Trump-Russia collusion, nor are the panels on CNN and MSNBC. Now they're talking about campaign finance offenses.
Right.
And prominent Democrats like Gerald Nadler are talking impeachment over those. And here's the problem with that. There are no campaign finance offenses under the fact that they are now talking about, which were the payments to, you know, Stormy Daniels. Karen McDougal, an adult film star and a Playboy playmate. Those payments do not constitute campaign finance violations under the statute that is the controlling statute, the Federal Election Campaign Act. And here's how it works. For a campaign finance violation involving a payment, they have to be, number one, for the purpose of influencing an election. And two, they cannot be a personal use, meaning to fulfill some obligation or expense that would exist. Here's what the statute
says. Like a quid pro quo or something, right?
No, it would exist irrespective of the election.
Right.
Which is the fact, first of all, why would Trump, first of all, these are affairs that were decades before the election, and he was being extorted. And then Donald Trump has a company branded with his name. He had a reality show branded with his celebrity status, and he has a family that he wants to protect. They are all personal components, personal uses. And two, well, one guy who was a member of the Federal Election Commission and another guy who was the chairman of the Federal Election Commission say there is no way that Trump's back pattern is a campaign finance violation.
Exactly. Hey, James, we hang on 1 second. We got to pick it up from there. We got to go to break. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
As promised, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, as you were talking about in terms of a campaign violation, people are getting all, you see, this is what irritates me with the likes of Jerry Nadler and others that are so quick to make these statements. I think that, you know, at some point, they ought to lose enough credibility to where people just don't listen to them. I mean, it's like Susan Rice. I don't want to hear from Susan Rice anymore. She's lied so much that she's lost all kinds of credibility. She doesn't deserve to be paid by the people and out of the people's treasury any longer for her blatant lack of credibility and her blatant lying. And the extreme verbiage that's being used by Democrats, from Nadler to Feinstein to Schumer and Pelosi, I'm just fed up with it. I mean, this is not helping us get to the bottom of the matter, is it?
No, it's not. And look, they keep using the word crimes, campaign finance crimes that need to be prosecuted and all this. Meanwhile, you know, Barack Obama was fined a record $375,000 for an alleged campaign violation that involved millions.
Yes, exactly.
In the 2008 election, he was using untraceable prepaid credit cards, and his group just failed to employ basic verification and security procedures to prevent this kind of fraud. In other words, we're going to rake in the money, and we're not going to try to prevent, because the people's identities were anonymous. They could have been foreign. They could have been anything. They probably were. And he was fined. 2012, they did the same thing. It hasn't been fined that we know of yet on that one.
Right. Isn't this the same Barack Obama who said that, you know, if you're not being upfront about everything, it suggests that you may be lying?
Is this the transparency?
The same Obama? Yeah right. Okay, that's what I thought.
That's the same Obama. So they want to say that a blackmail threat by Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal to reveal their claims, which would have existed if Trump was running for office or not running for office, that somehow that's a campaign expenditure. It wasn't taken from campaign funds. As a matter of fact, a much stronger case involved John Edwards. Remember
exactly.
Him?
I was going to say he took money from a donor and redirected it to his issue, right?
That's exactly right. He paid $1 million in hush money. And in his case, it was clearly stronger, but it was the same type of thing, that he was basically protecting his brand, his image. And a jury was not persuaded by the prosecutors that that was a campaign expenditure. And, you know, so if Trump was brought, it's almost impossible that he would be convicted. And these federal election commissioners, former federal election chairman, agree. And here's another problem. Get this. We all remember with Hillary Clinton, there was a lot of talk of how intent was required. And that's why James Comey exonerated her, claiming there wasn't sufficient intent. James Comey was lying, because intent was not an element of the statute that Comey was describing. But intent is an element, a very high level of intent in these campaign expenditures. According to the law, a defendant must commit it knowingly and willfully. They must prove, prosecutors must prove, that if they're going after Trump, that he intended to violate the law. How can you intend to violate a law when the Federal Election Commission says that your actions do not violate the law?
Exactly.
You can't have knowledge of something that doesn't exist, but yet they coerced Michael Cohen into pleading a violation that did not exist.
Now, has Cohen totally lost his mind? I mean,
he certainly lost his sense of judgment, because look who he hired, Lanny freaking Davis.
Yeah.
And Lanny Davis is back out there again after having to apologize for his own lies. He is representing a guy who's branded a liar, and coming out there saying, well, me, who apologized for lying, and my client, who's branded a liar, that we're telling the truth.
This
it's
time,
hilarious.
This time we really are telling you, you got to believe us.
Yeah. Just give us one more last chance.
But again, all this does, it takes away from what needs to be done in order to get this country back on track, James. That's what's so frustrating for Main Street America and we the people is we're just getting frustrated with all this, you know, this expenditure of money to Mueller and all this stuff. And then, oh, by the way, in the shadows of all this, it seems like the news is starting to tighten up around, what's her name, Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, a little bit. It is. By the way, to your previous point about taking it away from the American people and the things we want to pursue, have you noticed that Nancy Pelosi is saying much the same thing? She even is chastising the media, CNN and MSNBC. She said this 24-hour bashing of Trump. I wish they'd just ease up on it a little. You know, the reason she says that is because the media exaggeration and lies are putting pressure on Pelosi and company to do the impeachment. And Pelosi knows that will hurt her. So she's trying to tamp down all the impeachment talk and all the Trump bashing, but she can't.
Not to mention, James, that what happens when people are so bombarded with all this negativity, I mean, we're still running about 90% negative media. I mean, it's clearly all manufactured. I mean, you got to go out of your way to have something be so consistently negative about any one person. What happens? People just get numb. I mean, they just don't hear it anymore. They just go, okay, well, that's just, you know, that's just CNN. That's Rachel Maddow doing her deal, you know, kind of deal. They just write it off. And just, you know, yeah, there's a certain amount of people that get all revved up and go, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, enough's enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's who they cater to. That's who CNN and MSNBC cater to. You're exactly right, though, because look at the President Trump's approval numbers. They're even with the 24/7 for 2 years bashing of this guy, he's still close to 50%. He's 49, 48. He's at the same level Obama was.
Well, I thought he was a little bit higher than Obama, right? No, about the same, though. Okay. All right.
Well, about the same, but consider this. Obama had the media in the opposite direction. The
exactly.
media was doing nothing but praising him, covering up for him.
Yeah, 90% positive.
What we know about the Obama administration now, what we know about the unmasking, you mentioned Susan Rice, what we know about the Justice Department, about the FBI, about Obama weaponizing the IRS, we know about Obama having $1.5 billion in cash in an airplane at night going to Iran.
Unmarked bills.
And then the media covered over all of it. We know that when we want to look for corruption, we can smell it from the past. We can smell it from the 8 years of the Obama administration, and we see it manifesting. It's like a ship going in the wrong way, and it's very hard to right the ship. And this is what we're seeing. I mean, look, Comey was an Obama appointee.
Yeah.
These people that were running the State Department, I mean, obviously, Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One all happened under Obama's watch. And so we're looking at and they actually come out and appear on these shows, people like Eric Holder and Susan Rice and Obama and his wife, and say, well, at least we never had any scandals in my administration.
Go figure.
I guess his title of his book was right. That's audacity, for sure.
That is, without a doubt. Well, we got to leave it there. Again, James, remind everybody how they can get their hands on your Christmas CD.
Yeah, it's called Where Christmas Lives, and it's done by a group called JD Symphony, which is really myself and another guy.
Right.
And it's on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and my website, James Hirson, HIRSEN, runtogether.com.
You got it. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, outstanding musician. You're going to love the Christmas CD, too, by the way. And law professor here on Bill Martinez Live. James Hirson. Merry Christmas, James. Thank you, buddy.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Holiday shoppers, rejoice! Prime members can shop all the way up until Christmas Eve with free same-day delivery and Prime Now in select cities. Prime Free Same Day and One Day Shipping has expanded to more than 10,000 cities and towns in the U.S. on more than 3 million items, including gifts like toys, electronics, and everything you need to enjoy the holidays. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
Prime really offers the best of shopping entertainment from Amazon, and we keep working to add faster and more convenient delivery options. In fact, a majority of Prime members in the U.S. now have access to free one-day shipping or faster, which is perfect for your gifting and holiday needs.
For last-minute shoppers, Prime members in more than 30 cities can get free ultra-fast delivery with Prime Now until 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Eve. For more information or to start a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says, quote, "We'll see what happens," when asked about avoiding a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The president telling reporters it's too early to say what will happen, but he's emphasizing the need for border security after saying last week he'd be proud to shut down the government to secure $5 billion for a massive border wall.
Our neighbor's house was demolished.
That's a Port Orchard, Washington woman who lived through yesterday's rare tornado in that Seattle suburb.
And there was a gas leak, so our street was evacuated.
No one was killed, but dozens of people were injured when that tornado touched down on Tuesday afternoon. The Federal Reserve policymakers will end a two-day meeting this afternoon and are expected to announce another interest rate hike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We're going to be talking about, hey, it's the season for cold and flu. Let's face it, it's what's happening. But what happens when a cough is more than a cold or the flu? You know, December may trigger peak cold and flu season, but symptoms such as coughing and fatigue could be a sign of something else. Think about it. These symptoms could also be due to a progressive and chronic condition called non-tuberculosis, let's see if I can say this, mycobacterial, that's NTM lung disease. Everyone is exposed to NTM bacteria during their daily lives, as NTM can be found in everyday items such as tap water, shower heads, steam from hot tubs, and soil from parks and gardens. Now, while most people will not develop NTM lung disease, people with a history of lung conditions like bronchitis, chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases, COPD, or asthma are all at an even greater risk, because damage from these conditions can make it easier for NTM to infect their lungs. And here to talk about it is Dr. Julie Philly. She's with the University of Texas Health, and Philip Liebman, president of NTM Info and Research, Inc. Dr. Philly and Philip, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
How bad did I butcher up that that one word? I know there was something there I destroyed. Dr. Philly, you can correct me later. It's okay, because some
no,
of these...
No, it was very close. It was very, very close.
You're so positive. I appreciate that. Well, Dr. Julie, let's talk about NTM lung disease and what are the symptoms.
Well, you can already see why we shortened the name to NTM.
But yes, thank you very much.
This bacteria bacteria stands for non-tuberculous mycobacteria. And it's a bacteria, as you mentioned, that's common in the environment. We live among this bacteria, but it can make some people sick. And those symptoms usually include a cough that won't go away. Mm-hmm. We call that a chronic cough. And some of these types of patients have been treated with multiple rounds of antibiotics, yet the cough keeps coming back. Mm-hmm. And then other symptoms that we see are fatigue, coughing up blood, weight loss, and there can be other signs and symptoms as well. We understand that this bacteria and these types of cases are on the rise, increasing at a rate of about 8% per year.
Wow.
And we think that we'll diagnose as many as 100,000 cases in 2018, and my suspicion is that'll be more as the years progress with more mm-hmm. awareness.
When does the cough become chronic, Julie?
Usually after some months. So some of these patients we'll see after months. If you've had a cough for a couple of weeks, it does not necessarily mean that it's due to this type of bacteria. But usually what we see is that the patients have coughed that have been ongoing for months.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are people likely to be exposed to NTM?
Well, as we live among these bacteria, we're virtually all exposed to them. Fortunately, it does not make the majority of us sick. But these bacteria live in the water supply, so they can actually set up shop in shower heads, in water faucets. We see this in steam, so anything related to steam, things like hot tubs, facials, outdoor misters. And then also we see this in soil. Soil-based products and things like potting soil can also harbor these types of bacteria.
This is mostly unavoidable, so, you know, who's most at risk for NTM lung disease?
Right. Understanding who it makes sick is very important. People with underlying lung disease can be predisposed to get these types of infections, and that runs the gamut. It can be COPD. It can be a condition that's less well-known called bronchiectasis, which is what I commonly see in my practice, and that's a condition where the bronchial tubes are more floppy and actually predispose people to infection and mucus production and plugging, but also people with weakened immune systems. We also understand that this is more common as you age, and it is more common in women than in men.
Well, I'm glad you said bronchiectasis, because that's my new word. I'm going to have to find a way to use that several times today, so I appreciate you sharing that with me.
And you have that one down, Bill.
But I had to have a little tutorial here, so I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, Julie, why is it important to get tested for NTM lung disease?
I think the most important reason is because once tested, once identified, you can feel better with treatment. Another important reason is because if left untreated over time and sometime over a period of years, it can lead to lung damage that could have been avoided.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Julie Philly, the University of Texas Health, and Philip Liebman is the president of NTM Info and Research. Philip, let me ask you some questions. Your wife was diagnosed. Tell us about your wife's experience as an NTM lung disease patient.
She had a mixed experience. Mm-hmm. The bad part was that it took about 6 years for the doctors to think of ordering the correct test. She had the recurrent cough, night sweats, weight loss, fatigue, and she would be treated with a single antibiotic, get better for a while, get sick again.
Mm.
However, to treat NTM requires multiple antibiotics and somebody who really understands how to deal with it. So seeking out care from a specialist is important.
Go ahead.
Please.
I was just going to say, so this is treatable.
This is treatable, mm-hmm. absolutely. Okay. Once diagnosed in 1996, Fern was treated. Because of the delay, the damage in her lungs was extensive, but she lived an additional 18 years with a very good quality of life. We paid attention to it. There are times where things got a little worse, so we increased her treatments, but it's very treatable. My goal, our goal, is to create awareness so that people are diagnosed earlier and the doctors can determine if and when they need treatment. And patients can be empowered. People who are listening today can be empowered by going to the Internet. There are two websites that can help people understand what's going on. Patients can then talk to their doctors. The first was actually written by Fern while she was alive, written from a patient's perspective, right. ntminfo.org. That was to provide information about NTM. And the other is about ntm.org. wrong.
Well, Philip, you know, as you say, your wife was, you know, dealing with this for 4.5 years before you realized that it was an NTM issue. Can you expand a little bit more on your experience, your wife's experience with the disease, and how it impacted you as a caregiver?
Well, because of the delay, and, you know, every patient's a little bit different, she had a disease from NTM that was on the far end of the spectrum for complexity and severity.
Mm-hmm.
But I must tell your listeners that she had a smile on her face every single day for the 18 years that she lived after diagnosis and beginning treatment.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a shock when I learned about it. I literally doubled over in pain because I couldn't understand it. I was afraid I was going to lose my wife.
Yeah.
But we very quickly shifted because we were educated by the physicians to working together as a couple and as family and with her expert physicians to deal with the treatment that she needed. And that created a very good quality of life. So in a sense, that bad diagnosis, that difficult diagnosis, brought us closer together, and I think that our lives were tremendously enhanced by the experience of trying to help others with NTM.
You know, and what you say here is in terms of being educated and bringing in a network of people and resources that help you, you know, during this whole process, this was critical for you, wasn't it, for both of you?
It absolutely was, and one of the things that I learned from Fern was being open was really important. By not being afraid to share a diagnosis that she had a lung infection that's not considered communicable to our family and our friends, allowed everyone to get involved and provide support. We spent a lot of time doing reading. I spent time in hospital libraries because there wasn't much on the internet then. Now, the websites do provide it. So I'm hoping that patients will be seen sooner and have much better outcomes.
Well, Philip, as we wrap things up, speaking of the internet and resources, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Okay, the first is written by Fern from a patient's perspective, ntminfo.org. The other is aboutntm.com.
Well, Dr. Julie Philly, as we do wrap up things, I want to give you the last word. You know, what's your summarization and your warning to all of us?
Oh, I think that, first of all, this is a disease that needs to be identified early, but a disease that is treatable by a team of physicians with experience in this type of lung disease. Ask questions and get more information. The internet sites are great, and we just wanted to be here to promote awareness, and we sure appreciate you for having us on your show.
Well, thank you so much for it, Dr. Julie Philly and Philip Liedman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate all the information.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Holiday shoppers, rejoice! Prime members can shop all the way up until Christmas Eve with free same-day delivery and Prime Now in select cities. Prime free same-day and one-day shipping has expanded to more than 10,000 cities and towns in the U.S. on more than 3 million items, including gifts like toys, electronics, and everything you need to enjoy the holidays. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
Prime really offers the best of shopping entertainment from Amazon, and we keep working to add faster and more convenient delivery options. In fact, a majority of Prime members in the U.S. now have access to free one-day shipping or faster, which is perfect for your gifting and holiday needs.
For last-minute shoppers, Prime members in more than 30 cities can get free ultra-fast delivery with Prime Now until 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Eve. For more information or to start a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Prepare him and heaven and nature sing.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know us. We're always givers, right, because we're always giving. Well, I got Daryl Tolbert back with us, and Daryl, of course, gave us a little bit of a tutorial on cryptocurrency, what it's all about, and what's going on. But we also have a new, exciting 12 Days of Christmas promotion that is going to be incredible that Daryl is, presenting to us. Man, you are like the three wise men all rolled into one, Daryl Albert. Hey, I'm so grateful for you for what we've been doing, because, you know, a lot of people have heard about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and, you know, we start seeing, as I mentioned the last time, there's an automobile dealer out in Ohio, I think a Mercedes dealer, that is now accepting cryptocurrency for payment. I think the state itself is accepting tax payments now in cryptocurrency. So no doubt, this is here. It's not just on the horizon, but the good news is it's, you know, everybody's able to take advantage of it early, because it's only going to grow, Daryl, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. The exciting thing about cryptocurrency is most people think that cryptocurrency is the future, but actually cryptocurrency is the present.
Exactly. And present more than two ways, because it's not only now the present, but you're going to find it to be probably, next to Jesus, one of the better gifts you've gotten in a long time.
that's amazing that you said that, Bill. With cryptocurrency, there is a cryptocurrency Visa card right now that most people can get. And with this cryptocurrency Visa card, it converts your cryptocurrency into fiat currency or the U.S. dollar in real time. Mm. And what does that mean? That means that you can use your cryptocurrency Visa card to get gas. You can use your cryptocurrency Visa card to get groceries. You can buy cars. You can buy clothes. You can buy electronics in the present. And
right,
it's just going to get better.
And so when you know, people say, well, why should I get involved with cryptocurrency and get a Visa card, you know, cash, cryptocurrency, so what's the big whoop? What's the advantage of me getting involved with cryptocurrency?
The big advantage is this. When we talk about the Federal Reserve System and how it has really disabled America and let us down time in and time again, at some point in time, Americans have to say enough's enough. Mm. And so when they built the what they call the blockchain with cryptocurrency, they built it so that it's accountable. It can't be manipulated. Mm. And so when you're using your cryptocurrency Visa card, you're actually getting your dollar for a dollar versus using fiat currency, you're getting a dollar's worth of a product for 2 cents, so to speak, or vice versa. There is no money left in the fiat currency industry because it is hedged on debt. Mm-hmm. So with the inflation and manipulation, you're not getting your true value for your dollar.
So are you telling me cryptocurrency is inflation-free?
Cryptocurrency is inflation-free. Cryptocurrency is the market that has to show ledger, so it's got to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be like in fiat currency, they print money out of thin air.
Right.
So with cryptocurrency, you can't print money out of thin air. It has a set amount of cryptocurrency that's supposed to be printed. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Who's it accountable to?
It's accountable to the people. It's accountable to we the people.
Right,
we the people have to make sure that all our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed when it comes to this new form of currency.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's exciting, the fact that you don't have to deal with the Fed, who all of a sudden decides, well, they want to buttress up a particular administration and print up $6 trillion of phony money, which, you know, anybody that's dealing in that exchange, we're going to be dealing with inflation because we've got to pay for that at some point. Right now it's kind of being held off, right?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. What right now it's so funny that you talk about the feds and what they're doing as far as fiat currency versus cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they are the biggest naysayers and they're the biggest individuals that vote against cryptocurrency. But and this is some inside information that I was told. But in secrecy, they are lining themselves up or they're positioning themselves to buy as much as possible.
Right. Well, they've got to ensure their investment, right? I mean, at this
Right.
point, they've had it made all these years. They're in control. Cryptocurrency is threatening that. And so they've got to get themselves a little bit ahead because if, you know, when this takes hold, and it's already doing so, Daryl, but when it really takes hold, you know, what are they going to do? You know, their ambition is to secure, you know, what they've got in the bank already, right?
Exactly.
So they're going to try and convert this to, you know, to the old school and try and make sense out of it. But I think as they say, the genie's out of the bottle a bit.
The genie is out of the bottle. I was telling a client this morning, I said, can you imagine the individual in 19 or 1804 when the steam engine was invented, you know, the people that had the horse and buggy business, that was a business.
Right.
And do you think they were big advocates of the steam engine or were they the naysayers?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the same in 1879 when the light bulb was invented. But what about the individuals that had the lantern and the oil business? Do you think by any means that they were big advocates of the light bulb, or were they going to say, oh, that's not going to work, you know, stick to the lantern and the oil.
Right.
So the same with the bankers with cryptocurrency. They're going to tell everyone and their mom that this is not going to work, that it's not real currency, this, that, and the other, but they know The genie's out the bottle, like you said, Bill,
yeah.
And their days are numbered.
Well, it's working. That's the deal. And, Daryl, you know, we talked about 12 days of Christmas promotion here on Bill Martinez Live. I mean, people need to understand what's at our very heart here is we wanted to go well with you. This is inside information as to what's coming out in, another year, probably next year at this time. We're going to be talking about cryptocurrency at a whole nother level, and you're going to say, wow. I wish I could have, I should have gotten involved with this, and shame on me for missing this opportunity. But as part of our 12 Days of Christmas promotion, we're going to make it a no-brainer and guarantee your investment, right?
Yes.
So explain to them what we're doing as part of Bill Martinez Live and Daryl Tolbert's cryptocurrency 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, if you've joined Bill Martinez Live and you're a follower of Bill Martinez Live and you're somewhat skeptical of cryptocurrency, I'm going to make this a little easier for everyone. So what we're going to do is anyone that invests in cryptocurrency and in the next 90 days, whatever they invest, they're going to get 100% back in fiat currency. So what that means is if you invest $500 today on the Bill Martinez Live show, mm-hmm. in 90 days, you're going to get $1,000 back in cash.
So two for one return?
Yes, two for one return.
In cash dollars. So I put in $500. In 90 days, I get $1,000 back.
Correct. And wow. You probably want to.
I love Christmas. I love Christmas on Bill Martinez. This is great.
and so to help everyone understand how we can do this so that you don't think that this is a bait and switch, I was involved in the very first paradigm shift in the 90s. I became a huge eBay advocate. Mm-hmm. And on eBay, it's buy low, sell high. So what I do is I buy a bunch of product and sell it on eBay, millions of dollars worth of product every year on eBay. And this year, what we're going to be doing is the same thing. We'll buy and sell and utilize our profits to give back to the listeners of Bill Martinez Show as we grow not only the eBay Learning Center, but we grow the cryptocurrency platform.
Wow. So, see, this is win-win. This is win-win for everybody, right?
Yes. Zero risk in their portfolio.
Well, Daryl, we got to leave it there. Remind everybody, you got to go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com. You'll see the banner ad right there. Click on the banner ad. Get yourself registered. Participate. Take advantage of our 12 days of Christmas promotion. $500 investment in 90 days. You get two for one. You'll get back $1,000 U.S. dollars cash. Fiat money is what we're talking about here. And meanwhile, now you're in the game for cryptocurrency. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Put on your seatbelts and get ready to have some fun, because now you are in the game and you won't have to say shoulda, coulda, woulda like in the old days when we had the last paradigm shift and you said, wow, I should have invested in Amazon, or I should have invested in in social and some of these other social media, Google, and that, and I missed out. There's no reason to miss out. It's our gift to you and Daryl Tolbert as well in our special promotion, the 12 Days of Christmas, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Make sure you check out the website, BillMartinezLive.com. Daryl Tolbert, as always, buddy, like one of the wise men, we love you, man. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Bill, and I love you too, and thank you for having me on your show.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.